Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you ready to upgrade to the iPhone 13 but still don't know how? Don't worry, the leader of mobile postpaid has some options for you. With Globe, you might either upgrade to the iPhone 13 when you renew your existing G plan, or you may switch to Globe without the hassle of changing your number with the G plan iPhone 13 offer. With G plan, you can stay connected wherever you are with a big data allocation, free Go Wi-Fi on select areas, and only calls and texts to all networks. Plus, secure your well-being with only teleconsult with Consulta MD and a free 3-month coverage with G-Insure. You can become unstoppable with quick browsing and streaming, simultaneous work and play, plus so much more with the ultra-fast speed of 5G powered by Globe, available in key areas nationwide. You can also stand out with the advanced features of the iPhone 13, lightning-fast A15 Bionic chip, Super Retina XDR with ProMotion, upgraded Pro camera in cinematic mode, and better battery versus previous iPhone models. Indeed, this is the best time to be with Globe. Own the life you want with the pure power of iPhone 13 with G-Plan. Just head on to shop.globe.com.ph or you may visit a Globe store near you.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 102 of The 80%. Today, makakausap natin ang isa sa mga big bosses of Podcast Network Asia, si Boss Ron Baityong. In this episode, we talk about the three things you need to do if you want to own the life you want. How do you set out and run your own race and live a life of your dreams? So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Hello, Boss Ron. Kamusta?
And, hello, Sir Fitz. This is so weird.
Wag mo na ako i-sir, hindi kita ibo-boss.
Okay, game. Oh, Fitz, you call me Ron. Okay, good. Tabla.
So there welcome, Ron. Welcome, Ron, sa The 80% Podcast. And I'm really happy na nandito ang big boss ng Podcast Network Asia because, of course, we are a member of Podcast Network Asia. But for the sake of our listeners, Ron, please introduce yourself and tell us what you currently do. Kumbaga sa sabi mo nga, di ba? What's your hustle?
What's your hustle? All right. So again, thanks very much for having me here on the 80%. Been a big fan of yours. So remember the day that you wanted to join the network. Like, oh shit. Sir Fitz wants to join. Then again, you're here, I think over a year now. So just to wrap it up, I'm not going to take too much of your time. This is your show because if I go on and on and on, it becomes a hustle share podcast, which I'm not. So I wear two hats. Just like you, I am a podcaster. Or very few in this space in the business sector, but we all have a sub-niche in mind. My sub-niche that I'm very passionate about is startups because that's the community that I represent. So startups are, again, these are the tech startups. So if you watch the K-drama Startup last year, that's what we do. And what my podcast is all about is highlighting the journey of interesting startup founders. So that other people can be encouraged to create their own startup or join a startup because the whole country needs it. The best way to grow a country is through tech. So there, I mean, that's very biased of me, But that's what I do. So that's the first hat. I'm a podcaster. And through that hat also, I've been a three-time startup founder. I did two startups before. And again, that's why I created my podcast. But through that podcast, I thought of a company that also helps other podcasters reach your full potential in our best way, in the best way that we can, without, you know, infiltrating any of the freedoms that they do. So we created Podcast Network Asia, which Sir Pitts, again, is we're so glad to have him here because he is the best in the business in terms of making people good, and especially in making good financial decisions. I learned a lot of things from you. And what we do is we help podcasters reach their full potential. And then when they do make money, we also make money. So everybody happy. There you go.
That's right. Nako, thank you sa Euro, no? And maraming salamat talaga. At tinanggap niyo ako sa Podcast Network Asia. I still remember yung aking first na message sa'yo sa Facebook, no, na I want to apply for PNA. And it has been a great journey, grabe. I think more than a year already that I'm a member. And ang curious ako, no, what got you into podcasting? When was the first time that you discovered about podcasts?
So, two things. So, when I was doing my startup, my second startup was Chatbot PH. Mm-hmm. I came off of a big loss. So my first startup failed. I did that for 6 years. So the reason why I got into podcasting is because when that first startup failed, though I did that for 6 years, I promised myself that I don't want to make the same mistakes again. And then my go-to before, whenever I drive, because again, I'm always selling. And with selling, you're always on the road. You're always stuck in traffic. And I said, I don't want to listen to I'm a big fan of radio by default. I want to invest in my mind. And then I checked out Spotify. It's like, oh, there's these things called podcasting already. And then lo and behold, I didn't realize that I got hooked to this podcast called Entree Leadership. So entrepreneurship and leadership. That to the point where my second business, I learned so much there that, again, I credit that podcast a lot for teaching me. I got my second startup acquired. Right. Mm-hmm. And then the reason why I ended up creating my own podcast, because my initial vision was to create a radio show. I wanted to be on radio because it's always been my lifelong dream to be on radio. I even enrolled into this voice acting class, which half of the things that taught us didn't make sense for podcasting because they were teaching us how to dub. But it really contributed to at least how I modulate my voice and how to do the proper breathing exercises so that the voice comes out better, right? And then after that, I tried applying to a couple radio stations. I was this old 30-year-old now, and nobody really cared. Again, I felt like, all right, I think my window's passed. And then my fiance, which now my wife, told me that, hey, you know what? Why don't you just do your own podcast? And then I started buying a mic, editing, and whatever. Self-study. I was also my own editor. And lo and behold, I created... Now I can talk about the stuff that I want to talk about, which is hustling and startups. And again, as a means to pay it forward, to really fill in the gap of highlighting the stories of the best startup founders here in the Philippines. Because there's a lot, but nobody's giving them that platform. I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I talk to so many people like you, Sir Fitz or Fitz, that have such amazing stories. But I often cast myself like, man, I should have recorded that. Mm-hmm. But again, and a lot of the best startup founders here in this country are my friends. So it's literally just having these good conversations with my friends, and just pressing record, and then that's it. That's how I got into podcasting, and I'm about to turn 3 years old now into podcasting in Feb 2022.
Wow, advance congratulations. And if I may share, ako naman nag-start ako sa podcasting mga 2014, and I agree. Wow. There's really something yung when you hear about stories of other people. But in my case, It was when I bought my iPhone 6S sa Globe. Oh. No? Kasi back then, the only way that you can listen to a podcast was through Apple Podcast. And correct. I didn't know anything about podcasting back then. Mm-hmm. But in my timeline on Facebook, a lot of people were talking about the Serial, yung Serial podcast.
Yes.
So one of the podcasts that really a lot of my friends got into, and I was curious, ano ba yan? Saan ba papakinggan yan? And that's one of the reasons why I got an iPhone 6S back then nung nag-renew ako ng contract sa Globe nung G-Plan ko. And starting from there, I got hooked sa podcast. But I've always wanted to start my own podcast, but I really didn't have the time because I was chasing my own dreams back then. We're both correct. Entrepreneurs. And the reason why I wanted to talk to you today is to talk about owning the life you want, being an entrepreneur. Because what I've noticed is people in general fall into two categories. The first one are, I would say, drifters. These are people who just wait for opportunities to come to them. They just drift through life. They just see what will happen. And the second one are the go-getters. These are the people who have big dreams and they're hustling to achieve. Yes, the hustlers. Those people who are really trying to own the life that they want. And one of the things that I realized is that you have to have that mindset. That you have to be a hustler. If you really want something big to happen to your life, if you really want to own the life that you want, the dream that you have for yourself. And of course, my podcast doesn't have any explicit language, but we're going to talk about three F words, all right? So,
okay.
All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right. So I believe that it's important to own the life you want, and to achieve this, I believe it requires three things. And these three things, these are three F words that we're going to talk today, but they're not really explicit language. And the first F word is find. So I believe the first thing that you need to do is to find out who you are and what you want in life. So, Ron, as an entrepreneur, how did you discover that you're meant to be an entrepreneur and not an employee? And how did you know that this was the life that you could own for yourself?
Well, again, when I was starting out, that wasn't like the goal. I had very simple goals, Fitz. The first one is, how did I find that this is the life that I wanted to take? Was I started working very early. I was 18 years old. I worked in a call center, and I was raised by a single mom. I was an only child, and she went through a hell lot of debt just to put me in good situations, good schools, you know, to get the opportunities that, again, my family or my friends would not typically get. Just like street bad, you know. I was given opportunities that not everybody got. And I was grateful for that. But the goal that we've always had, just me and my mom, we've always rented along with my grandma, right? And he said the goal was simple. We just wanted our own house. That's all we wanted at the end of the day. That was the pinnacle of success back then, right? Mm-hmm. I want to buy my mom a house. That was our dream. So when I started working in the call center, I was still in between first year, second year college. I did not sound like this before. What I found out is that, okay, because what they teach you in school and the system is built to make you follow, right? And they reprimand you for not following rules. And by default, as growing up, I was always getting in trouble because I've always been contrarian, Sir Fitz. So if people are doing things one way, I'd probably do it something different. I'm always the pasimuno. I'm the class clown. You know, I always got in trouble. Not because I was fighting people. I was just trying to do something pauso all the time. Right? That was my character. And then after that, what happened was when I got into the call center, I said, all right, I'm not... Hustling wasn't foreign to me because I was a varsity basketball player in high school. I knew what it took to like grind every day. That's normal, right? But what I noticed is that, man, no matter how good I was, my ceiling is capped. How much money I make is determined by somebody else, not because of my effort. And if no matter, and I tried to see it, how long will it take to get my mom that house? And that's when I realized, no, I will never get there despite my best effort. I'd probably get a good 13th month, a little bit of a bonus. I said, I don't want to live this life because I've seen my contemporaries in the call center. A lot of them were in their 30s, 40s. And what my skill set was very similar to them. And I don't want to be stuck here. So in between my first and second year, that's when I realized I want to take up entrepreneurship while I was still young. So it's very early. How did I find it? I looked into myself like, all right, entrepreneurs are typically contrarians, meaning they don't follow the normal path. So check, that's me. Number two, they like doing something out of nothing that, again, the road less traveled. Check, that's me. The only check that I wanted, there was a big notion before that, do you have money? The only money I had was a mere 30,000 peso savings that I accumulated through 6 months of working in the call center. What does 30,000 give you? Nothing. You can't do anything with that. Right? Well, what type of puhunan? What? The fishbowl? Even fishbowl, you won't be able to buy a cart to that thing. Right? So what I started doing was I started looking for a mentor. And... he taught me that, hey, you can actually make money online. It wasn't even called startups yet. But before we even started out, he said that his name is Joji Ajurin. Shout out to you, Joji. My ninong now in my kasal. So there you go. Ninong Joji. And he said that more than anything, before I even do anything to help me out, he said, if I ever become successful, I shouldn't pay him back. I should pay it forward. And that's been a narrative. I was like, all right, if I ever get that house, I'll pay it forward, pay it forward. That's also why I made Hustle Share. So when I realized that, I found it right away. The only difference was I didn't want to do it just like everybody else. Again, I'm always contrarian. When somebody tells me, hey, do this because everybody's doing it. Nope, I'm not going to do that. So what did I do? I created a nightlife app because it's something that I love. And the way I found it is I did not look for what's outside. I looked at my heart of hearts and say, what do I love doing that even if I do this for the next 10 years, I will never get tired. And I just found a way to make a business around it. It started with my passion.
That's right. That's a great story. I'm wondering, how did your mom accept the idea that you wanted to be an entrepreneur? Because in my case, I had to convince my parents that I wanted to quit engineering. I want to leave the company to start my own business. In your case, what was your experience with telling your mom about what you wanted?
She was supportive, but she did not understand until for a while. Because again, she's also a product of the system that, oh, you work hard, you go 9 to 5, you go home, you do it again, right? And again, her words before was like, you work hard so you can get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna hustle, do a side hustle, sell something on the side, whatever, but not as your main thing. So entrepreneurship was alien as a full-time gig. So it was not easy. Because she's also used to, you know, the raqueteros and raqueteras before.
Yes.
The way they think is that if they're gonna do something, it's gonna be a quick flip. There's no such thing as a long drag, right? You know, and entrepreneurship is a long journey. There's gonna be a lot of pain up front. It's like an iceberg, right? What you'll eventually see is just a product of a lot of the stuff that you built underneath the water that's beyond plain sight. But yeah, it wasn't easy, but I was pasaway by default, so whatever. And the advantage also, Sir Fitz, was I was young. I was fresh out of college. I was in college actually when I started my first startup. So I could afford to make a lot of mistakes.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. Being able to afford to commit mistakes. And some of my friends who I try to inspire to start their own businesses, one of their biggest fears is the uncertainty and the doubts when you venture into right. business, which brings us to our second F word.
Yes. If you is it the F word that I typically use now? Not yet. Not the F word. Okay.
Yeah. So the second F word that you need to do if you want to own the life you want is to face your fears and doubts, yes, to take action despite uncertainties and failures. Can you share again what happened on your first startup? You mentioned that it was you failed, and how did you overcome that experience? How did you bring yourself back up? Which is, I think, very important for entrepreneurs to accept failure and learn how right. to get back up on their feet.
Correct. So entrepreneurship, facing it, it's not like what you see in the movies, like, oh, there's just one big battle that you have to win. No, it's a daily grind. And what you technically accumulate is like compounding interest, like what Sir Fitz did, teaches here. It's compounding wins, right? You need to make the right decisions and gradually over time grow it fast through those small wins. Is it 1%, 80% on a year-to-year basis? Doesn't matter. Choose your pace. But facing it requires grit. Because it is never a straight line. Success is never a straight line, and it's never permanent also. You're only as good as your last hustle, right? So there are going to be days where you're going to win. There are going to be days you're going to lose. What counts is, ideally, as much as possible, your wins are more than your losses, right? Because at the end of the day, when you go down, at the end of the day, you have no choice, especially if you're an entrepreneur. Everybody relies on you. And you step up and inspire the people around you. You pull for them. You do that. And again, the buck stops with you. So when you face your fears, you have to pull from not just for yourself, but for the people that you do it for, whether it's your family, yourself, your team. That's how you face. Because the fear of failure and the fear of not being able to pay your bills, there's nothing scarier than that, right? If that doesn't jolt you, then I don't know what you are. But you know, those are the things, you know. It's scary. Majority of the time, it is scary. You feel like you're fish out of water all the time. But at the end of the day, I'd rather take this life rather than toil away my best years working for someone, right? Whether if I lose, great. At least I did it my way again, Frank Sinatra. But if I win, my God, it's gonna be so worth it, and I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
Yeah, that's great to hear, and I agree. Somehow, nasasanay ka, no? Na yeah. There's always uncertainty, And you have to be comfortable with that uncertainty. And I think it's important to also realize that you're not doing this alone. You always have your colleagues, your peers, but also, of course, your mentors to help you.
Yes.
And I think that's something comforting to know that despite all the challenges and obstacles ahead of you, you're not going to face it alone because there's always someone whom you can ask for help, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's so many. The only thing that separates you and from getting the help that you want is asking. And majority of the time, you know, that's what separates you from actually solving the problem. People get hiya, right? If you are an entrepreneur, there's no such thing as hiya. You got to freaking get it, right? You got to go out there because, again, time is ticking. Time. There's always a time constraint. Like, oh, when is the next payroll? When is the 13th month? What do I need to do this? You're always doing a balancing act, right? And if you're going to use hiya, you can't pay any bills. You can't do any payroll. You can't do any invoice with hiya. So there.
All right. So moving to our third and last F word, if you want to own the life you want. And this is something that I noticed among people who are trying to put up their own business. A lot of them, they get easily distracted. So our third F word is focus. I think you need to focus on your goals to not be distracted by new shiny objects that come along the way. In your case, do you have any tips on how to stay on course and be focused on your goals? Because, man, I've noticed friends who would go into like drop shipping after a few months. Oh, I think this is crypto is
Axie,
better.
Let's do Axie.
Let's do Axie. After a while, they see a new shiny business idea, then they shift. And I think that's not healthy for your success. In your case, how did you maintain your focus on eventually, of course, your main focus or your main goal before was really to buy that house for your mom. So how were you able to stay on course?
So the reason, one of the main things, again, is to be very vivid of your North Star. I had a very vivid North Star. And until I got my mom a house, I was the only question was how I'm going to get it. But I also didn't shift lanes too much, right? Because it's easy to get shiny object syndrome. It's like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try this, blah, 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 blah. But one thing I realized is that more than developing focus, because it's easy to stay focused, but it's developing discipline. Just like in investments, right? It's easy to think, oh my God, there's we broke the resistance. Let's sell, whatever, right? But those who get to hodl are the ones that actually reap the benefits. When you're going out into the whole thing of entrepreneurship, this is a long game, minimum 5 years, probably 10 year span. So you have to look at it. That's not a racket, right? You have to focus and develop the discipline to see through the ups and downs and focus on what you can learn. And the other thing too, in what I would advise, and this is what I did, was I was, again, contrarian over the opportunities that I took. Contrarian meaning, again, I was the pauso. I wasn't following a trend. Because it's easy to follow trends and make, and again, have that shiny object syndrome when you see the herd going towards that same direction. But most of the times, those are fads, you know? They don't sustain, right? But if you stick with a course that not a lot of people see, again, blue ocean strategy, then you're going to, and only a few are doing that. Or if you come in early and you're a first mover, you're not at the bottom of the pyramid. You're either at the start or there's not a lot of people in there. Now, it's easy to see and you can ignore, okay, everybody's there. That's actually my go-to signal there's too many people talking about it, I'm not doing it. Because eventually that bubble is going to burst. It will get scary. And then, again, it's a timing issue, right? Are you going up after when it goes up and then sell? Or are you going to... Are you gonna cry when it all comes crashing down, just like what happened to SLP? You know, scary. It crashed, went to 6, to 1 point, whatever, right? So
yes,
it's scary to follow trends in entrepreneurship. Again, it is a marathon, not a sprint. So you have to think long game. It's a game of endurance. It's a game of discipline. But if you feel kind of lost, always focus on your North Star. And when you look at your North Star, you have to be vivid. What is the exact same goal? Is it a car? Is it a house? Is it a specific lifestyle that you're chasing? And also focus on that direction. Again, comparison is the thief of joy. Okay. If you're always going to compare that, Sir Pitts is doing so much better than me. You know, Sir Pitts has a different goal. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live my life like Sir Fitz, because that's his goal. And if he does well, what do you do? And you need to develop this this habit too. Is you applaud for somebody's success. You don't feel inget, because social media is designed to make you envious. It's a highlight reel. But learn to appreciate greatness for people, because that's what you also nurture gratitude. Right. So, and then there's a lot of components, but if I just sum it all up, keep your eye on the price, define your North Star. Don't let anybody tell you that your North Star is too small, too big, whatever. That's yours. That's your dream. Be vivid about it. Second, focus on it. It's a long game. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Number three is develop your endurance and discipline to just stay, keep focused and avoid the crowd. Don't follow the herd, okay? Be contrarian again. This is, take it with a grain of salt. This is just my style, okay? I'm not saying you shouldn't go axie. I mean, of course, this is a pretty good thing. But again, a lot of these things that usually come up fast, they don't stay for a long time. But if play to earn, if you're going to go play to earn, there's a lot of games like axie that are going to come in also. So you have to watch out. Not just into one. It's not all or nothing into it. To that stuff. So yeah, and again, learn from others' mistakes and failures and be grateful and cheer them on when they do great stuff with their own hustles. Again, thank you, Sir F. The fourth F is Sir Fitz. There you go.
Yeah, I like what you said about being contrarian, because for me, I notice some people, they do something because it's trendy or it's popular. Right. But again, there's nothing wrong with doing something that's popular. But your main reason is because it interests you. It's something that you find passionate, something that you think that you can be passionate about. Not because a lot of people are doing it. Because when it comes to Axie, for example, I have friends who are hardcore gamers who went into Axie because they were gamers in the first place and not correct. Because everyone is going into it. So yes. I think that's also very important to realize. Again, we go back to our first F, which is finding who you are, defining who you are as a person, and having your North Star, which means defining what you really want in life. So that you can create a plan. And even if there are challenges and obstacles along the way, you will have the courage to face your fears and to take on the uncertainty so that one day you'll be able to achieve your goals. So those are very important things to remember if you want to own the life you want.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Grabe. Thank you very much, Boss Ron, for
thank you, Sir
guesting
Pete.
In our podcast.
We did not follow our promises to each other. We still call each other Boss in turn.
It's okay. But siguro, any final tips and parting messages to our listeners on how they can own the life they want?
You own the life you want by giving yourself, again, multiple streams of income. My strategy, sir, I'm not a good saver. I have a very... I like my lifestyle comfortable. But my mindset always is, if I have big, requirements for the certain lifestyle I want, I'm going to hustle for it. So it's always finding multiple streams of income, whether it's passive, whether it's active, you know. And when you find those, all in. There's no half-ass. So if you want the life that you want, again, be vivid about it, but hustle for it. And find multiple streams of income that's within your circle of excellence.
I'm also an advocate of building multiple sources of income because I realize that you can try to save as much as you can, but again, there's a limit because there's always that minimum amount that you need to spend. And the way to really expand your finances is to increase your income. That's the one that's unlimited. Thank you, Ron. Can you invite our listeners to also listen to Hustle Share, especially those who are really interested to go into tech startups?
There you go. Again, it's very easy. Just go to Hustle Share. Find it, Hustle Share, one word, into your favorite podcast app. And again, before you do that, learn how to learn your finances first. The only F that matters is the first name of Sir Fitz. Okay, so listen to the 80% podcast and all the other business shows in Podcast Network Asia. So we have a ton that you, if you want to zero in on a certain niche, especially about business, we have the best roster of business podcasters in the country. So again, thanks, Sir Fitz, and I hope you guys find the life that you want soon.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Maraming salamat ulit kay Boss Ron for guesting in this episode. And shout out to Globe for supporting our podcast. Again, with Globe, you may either upgrade to the iPhone 13 when you renew your existing G-Plan, or you may switch to Globe without the hassle of changing your number with the G-Plan iPhone 13 offer. Own the life you want with the pure power of iPhone 13 with G-Plan. Just head on to shop.globe.com.ph, or you may also visit a Globe store near you. Moreover, if you haven't done so, then please click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.